At this point in the week, you've seen various videos, you've seen evangelism in transitions, you've seen Lee Strobel, some apologetic information, you've seen how I've put together how I would do a gospel presentation, you've even seen Greg Laurie and how he's put together a gospel presentation. And what I want to encourage you to do is to sort of look at your gifts, who you are, and get a plan in your mind on how you would lead someone to that next step into a walk with Christ. Now, in doing so, I want to remind you sort of like of the seven connections that, or introduce them to you if you haven't taken the introduction to Christian Leaders, Discipleship, and Evangelism class. Essentially, when you think about evangelism, understand that at every connection of life, you have an opportunity oftentimes to share a walk with God. And the seven connections basically are this. Connection one is you alone and God. And a walk with God in that connection is talking, is, you know, prayer to God, listening is the Bible piece with God, and repeatedly are good habits. And a lot of times people will come to you and you want to help them personally get into a walk with God. But in order to get into that walk with God of talking, listening repeatedly, and that's something that they would want, you need to help them receive Christ and get connected to God. The same can happen in marriage. Connection two, you know, somebody could be married and they're having troubles in their marriage. They're not walking with God. God is not really in their marriage on a regular basis. So you talk with them in connection two, but still sharing in that connection when there's trouble, maybe one or both of them are not believers, to share Christ to them as a couple. And that could be a powerful way to really get their marriage back together and an opportunity. Connection three, you know, somebody has a trouble with their children and that gives another opportunity to share the gospel with that child or even with the parents who's leading the child. Connection four is friendship and when you have, there's all kinds of issues that happen with greater numbers of people, small groups of people, and you may have an opportunity to have a little Bible study and share Christ. Or connection five is the church connection. You have a worship service and people are coming, and how many times can you end your message with a proclamation of the gospel in connection five? Or connection six issues are related to, I would call, more apologetics. Like somebody has a question about, you know, science, evolution, or so forth. And you have an opportunity through some of the apologetic tools that you can look for, that we even learn here at Christian Leaders Institute, is to share what others have said about the perplexing question of, is there a God or isn't there? And you can share that. That's the kingdom connection. Resources of C.S. Lewis and other leaders that the church has developed over the years. Or there's, and we call it in seven connections, the evangelism connection. And really, to us, the evangelism connection is more about how do you reach the world and how do you place in everybody you reach the DNA of reaching the world. I love that 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul says, we continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord in spite of severe sufferings. You welcomed the message with joy given by the Holy Spirit, and so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. You know, when we proclaim Christ in our personal approach, we ultimately are the models. If we're living in our personal life and walking with God, talking, prayer, listening, Bible reading, repeatedly, and we have a relationship in Christ, if we're married, if our marriage is walking with the Lord, our family, our church, if that's all real on the inside out, our credibility is really there. The walk that is real makes you missional. You model the truth of your life. as the foundation of sharing the gospel. It's not like I live my life the way I live my life and I'm not walking. But you know what? I'm going to share to you the message of the gospel. That's somewhat hollow. The gospel is so powerful that many times people will be saved. But at the end of the day, the gospel's jumping board comes out of real life lived. As the Apostle Paul says, to the one you are, the scent of life, to the other, the smell of death. You are. Your relationship with God is that powerful foundation of sharing. It's not some formula. Let someone into your real walk. Even some of your struggles are very encouraging, because here, if you, a Christian, have some struggles and you're sharing with someone that you find walking with God helps your marriage because you have some struggles, that is very powerful. So, you have your walk with God, your walk with God, and we talk about this at Christian Leaders Institute, that seven connections. So now, it's very appropriate to put together your specific plan. And what would that specific plan look like? Put together your gospel plan. Now, I will tell you the elements of the plan. You know, you're not going to mess with those. That's the Bible. It has something to do with God. God is the creator. He made creation. The problem of sin and redemption comes in there in Christ Jesus. And also remember these action steps. You know, repent or believe or repent. You know, you'll see that in the New Testament. You know, the action steps may be repent and be baptized, or others believe and be baptized, or believe and repent. You'll have those type of interchangeable ways it's described. Now, why repent? What repent is really saying, I am a image bearer who walks as a image bearer of God, and I am in a state of rebellion against the God of the universe, and I am going to change the direction of my life, and I believe that it's Christ Jesus who can reunite me and put me in fellowship, in connection, in relationship to the God of the universe, and His blood will cover my sins. And you can hear that those metaphors and those words in these various plans of salvation. Then, and again, this is how you put together your plan. There's that receive part, that ultimately we are asking people to receive the Lord Jesus into their soul, into their heart, into their life. That the living Lord lives inside of the person that you're sharing the gospel with. And then there's the other element, is that now that you have received, it goes back to those seven connections, talking, listening repeatedly with God, is walk with God. You know, one of the difficulties in so many plans is they'll do the repent, believe, receive, and then they'll just stop that, and then someone does at the end of the day, you know, that sort of sinner's prayer, and they leave it like that. But we forget that walk with God. That's ultimately about a walk with God by which someone who is reached walks with God, and who knows where they will go in that relationship with God on an ongoing basis. That the sanctification, the development of a leader, so it's not just bringing someone to Christ, it's bringing someone to walk with Christ. So here's my fun challenge. And again, you know, you may or may not have time to do it. You know what would be really fun to do is put together your gospel plan on YouTube or Vimeo. Those are two free video technology sources on the internet. And upload a video into the church and ministry group at Christway, CRISTWAY.com. And join, if you haven't joined Christway, join Christway. And upload to the church and ministry group your video so others can share and get an idea how you would do it. I'm not requiring this. This is just a fun challenge for you to participate in. I've uploaded my video how I would do it. I would love to see how you would do it, how your personal approach to sharing the gospel, how it would come together and what it would look like.